Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with a 15-minute word. Amen. Praise God to start our day. And my thought is, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I woke up this morning and I was singing that song. I was making it up, and there was another person with me singing, and they would sing one part of the song, and I would pick up the rest. But it wasn't in reference to him who was helping me sing the song, because it didn't click with him as much as it did with me and the Lord. And so I was singing, I don't know what I'll do without the Lord. And then I went on to say, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. And the song just continued to ring in my ear with pleasure, knowing that I got a God, the Lord, God Almighty, that is capable of doing everything for me throughout the day. You know, the Bible says God load us with benefits on a daily basis. And then it also said to give us this day our daily bread. So if we can receive our daily bread, amen, you know that is sufficient for what is needed for that day, because the days are evil. And there are so many things that can happen in the span of a daytime until we really, really need the Lord. I've tried him and I've proven him, and he's tested me also. But at the end of the day, still call upon his name throughout the day. I call upon his name and I tell him everything. Everything about my desires, everything that fill up in my emotions, and it seems like there's no comfort I find but in him. And so I really don't know what I would do without him. Amen. Some of us have to embark on a lot of decisions this morning, court cases, divorce that shouldn't have never been if it was from the Lord, but the enemy has stepped in and created these problems. But God is capable of resolving them. You don't have to doubt him. You don't have to worry about what he's capable of doing or anything to that capacity, because he's a God of all nations. He knows every race, nation, creed, and color by language. And I marvel at that, how God can talk to you in one language and talk to me in my native language, and we understand. So I don't know what I'll do without the Lord. You know, the Lord's name means Jehovah. Ooh. And I've always read Jehovah in the Bible, and I always have recognized him as Jehovah. But these last few years of my life, or days of my life, however it be, I mean, I pick up on Jehovah, and I just drive that word Jehovah. Jehovah, you said this. Jehovah, you did this. Jehovah, I need this here. Jehovah. Until I can feel that release. Amen. So, in the book of Isaiah 12, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Give me comfort. When I'd have made him mad, when I'd have made him upset, Isaiah say, when Israel had messed up, tore up from the floor, he received our prayers, even though he was upset. And his anger was turned away. And he gave me comfort. And he gave me comfort in that song. To behold, God is my salvation. Who is the salvation? Satan. I choose Jehovah. Amen. Praise God. And when I go down in prayer, when I wake up in prayer, it's Jehovah. There's nobody else but Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sister. He is my God and my provider. He is my Lord. And so I trust in him, and I'm not afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. When the enemy try to come in like a flood, God will set up a standard. But he also, amen, let you know you don't have to fear the enemy. Satan has tried many times when I'm going to the next elevation to try to bring in fear so that I would turn back around or I wouldn't go into what God has told me to do. And I look at that and I say, no, I don't fear. No, the only one up there is God, who is able to kill both the body and the soul. Satan may do everything that he can do to kill my flesh and whatever, but I don't fear Satan, and Satan knows it. It's been proven throughout the years. I just don't fear him. Then in Exodus chapter 6, verse 1, it says, then the Lord said unto Moses, now this is a true saying, and this is so powerful, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of the land. Lord, thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to take over and add a blessing to the word this morning. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob knew the Lord. They knew Jehovah. But God has given Moses the opportunity to know Jehovah as Jehovah. Amen. As also the I am, as the Lord, as our Redeemer, as the one that brings us out. And just like God moved for Moses in that time, God also allowed Jesus to come in and move for us. Amen. So what Abraham and Isaac and Jacob didn't pick up, amen, praise God, Moses now pick up and know the true, amen, essence of a living God. So there are various Hebrew and Greek words so rendered, amen, but the Hebrew Jehovah, has, and it has been rendered in the English Bible, Lord. And when you see it in that Bible, you see it printed in small capital letters. But this is the proper name of the God of the Hebrews. Hallelujah. The form Jehovah is retained only in Exodus, Psalms 83, and Isaiah 12 and Isaiah 26. And so, again, the Lord's name means Jehovah. Amen. Praise God. And we hear about it. We hear so much about Jehovah and his works. And so, amen. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. I am Jehovah. And I appeared unto Abraham and unto Isaac and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But my name, Jehovah, was not known to them. They didn't know Jehovah by Jehovah. They knew him by God Almighty. But then Moses come in and he learned a new name for the Lord, the God Almighty, that I am, and I have established my covenant with them. God has established his covenant with us, and he's a promise keeper. He won't leave you, nor he will forsake you, nor will he fail you, because his job is to let you know who he is, and then to keep in mind that you cannot do anything without Jehovah. So we call upon Jehovah this morning. And I have established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan. Some of us been waiting on the land of Canaan, but we didn't establish a covenant with him. And so he's rendering, amen, us the opportunity to know him as our Savior this morning. And not only will they get Canaan, but they will get other things that are in the covenant with Abraham that was passed on to his seed. Amen, seed, and have went into bondage. When you're in bondage, call on Jehovah. And he said, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. David said in chapter 23 of Psalms, so the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. Praise God. And he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. God want to move for you today. The Hebrews, the Israelites, the Jews, amen, in essence, have been in total chaos for many years. But God, like us, the Gentiles, have heard our groanings. And I have heard the groanings of the children of Israel, of America, of India, of Syria, of, oh Lord, France, Germany, England, Rome, and so many of us in other nations, all of us in other nations that say that we are Christians. And he's heard our groanings this morning, and Lucifer won't win. Whatever you're going through, just throw up your hands and say, Lord, what I would do without you. Lord, I don't know where I would go without you. I need your help this morning. I need you to keep me and guide me in all ways, in everything that's in my life, because I don't know what I would do without you this morning. Be with me as I go throughout the day.
as I say, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. Have a wonderful day.